Lesson 44. God is love. 1st, 2nd, and 3rd John. Purpose: to help class members understand how the Father and the Son show their love for us and how we should show our love for them. Preparation. 1. Read, ponder, and pray about the following scriptures. A. 1 John chapter 2, verses 28 through 29. 1 John chapter 3, verses 1 and 2. 1 John chapter 4, verses 7 through 19. 1 John chapter 5, verse 1 and verses 11 through 15. John teaches that Heavenly Father shows His love for us by providing a way for us to become like Him and inherit eternal life. B. 1 John chapter 1, verses 7 through 9, 1 John chapter 2, verses 1 and 2, 1 John chapter 3, verses 5 through 8 and verse 16, 1 John chapter 5, verses 11 through 13. John teaches that Jesus showed His love for us through His atoning sacrifice, which enables us to become like our Father in heaven. C. 1 John chapter 2, verses 3 through 17. 1 John chapter 3, verses 9 through 24. 1 John chapter 4, verses 4 through 21. 1 John chapter 5, verses 1 through 10. 2 John, 3 John. John teaches that we show our love for Heavenly Father and Jesus Christ by our obedience and our love for one another. 2. Additional reading, Moroni chapter 7, verse 48. Doctrine and Covenants, section 45, verses 3 through 5. 3. If you use the attention activity, bring a family photograph or one of the following pictures: a family working together, item number 62313, family fun, item number 62384, or family togetherness, gospel art picture kit, 616. 4. Suggestion for teaching. As you take time to prepare thoughtfully and prayerfully, you will be blessed with greater understanding. You will be more receptive to the guidance of the Spirit. Remember that in your efforts to teach the gospel of Jesus Christ, it is not enough to simply prepare lessons. You also need to prepare yourself. Teaching, No Greater Call, item number 36123, page 97. Suggested lesson development, attention activity. As appropriate, use the following activity, or one of your own, to begin the lesson. Show a picture of a family. What are some of the ways that parents show love for their children? How do children show love for their parents, brothers, and sisters? In what way are we all members of the same family? Remind class members that in addition to belonging to an earthly family, each of us is a spirit son or daughter of our Heavenly Father, who loves us and desires to bless us. In his epistles, John repeatedly emphasizes how the Father and the Son show their love for us and how we can show our love for them. Scripture discussion and application. As you teach the following scripture passages, discuss how they apply to daily life. Encourage class members to share experiences that relate to the scriptural principles. 1. Manifestations of Heavenly Father's love for us. Discuss the verses listed below. You may want to summarize the discussion on the chalkboard by listing the manifestations of God's love. If you were to use one word to describe Heavenly Father, what would it be? What word did John use to describe Heavenly Father in 1 John chapter 4, verse 8 and verse 16? Why is this an appropriate word? Read 1 John chapter 3, verses 1 and 2. What manifestation of God's love did John mention in these verses? God will call us His sons and make us like Christ, glorified, exalted, and joint heirs with Him. See also Romans chapter 8, verses 14 through 17. What must we do to be called the sons of God? See 1 John chapter 2, verses 28 and 29. 1 John chapter 4, verse 7. 1 John chapter 5, verse 1. Galatians chapter 3, verses 26 and 27. Mosiah chapter 5, verses 5 through 9. Moroni chapter 7, verse 48. Explain that while all of us are spirit children of God, the use of the words sons of God in 1 John chapter 3, verses 1 and 2 refers to those who take upon themselves the name of Christ through baptism and honor His name through faith and righteousness. Read 1 John chapter 4, verses 9 and 10. What manifestation of God's love did John mention in these verses? See also John chapter 3, verse 16, 1 John chapter 5, verse 11, 2 Nephi chapter 9, verse 10. Explain that the word propitiation in 1 John chapter 4, verse 10 refers to the atoning sacrifice of Jesus Christ. How does sending His Son to atone for our sins manifest Heavenly Father's love for us? Read 1 John chapter 4, verse 13. What manifestation of God's love did John mention in this verse? How has the Spirit been an important gift in your life? John taught that Heavenly Father will answer our prayers if we ask according to His will. 1 John chapter 5, verses 14 and 15. How has prayer helped you feel Heavenly Father's love? Why is prayer essential for us to become like our Father in heaven? John taught that we love God because He first loved us. 1 John chapter 4, verse 19. What are some of the ways God has shown His love for you? How do you feel when you consider the ways God has shown His love for you? President Thomas S. Monson said, "Our Heavenly Father's plan contains the ultimate expressions of true love. All that we hold dear, even our families, our friends, our joy, our knowledge, our testimonies, would vanish were it not for our Father and His Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. The world has witnessed no greater gift, nor has it known more lasting love." In Conference Report April 1993, page 77, or Ensign May 1993, pages 62 and 63. 2. Manifestations of the Savior's love for us. Discuss the verses listed below. Read 1 John chapter 3, verse 16. What manifestation of the Savior's love did John mention in this verse? What blessings can we receive because of the Savior's atoning sacrifice? See 1 John chapter 1, verses 7 through 9, 1 John chapter 5, verses 11 through 13, 2 Nephi chapter 9, verses 11 through 13, Alma chapter 11, verses 40 through 44. You may want to list class members' responses on the chalkboard as you discuss these verses. Read 1 John chapter 2, verses 1 and 2. What manifestation of the Savior's love did John mention in these verses? What is an advocate? One who pleads the cause of another. What does Jesus, as our advocate, do for us? See Doctrine and Covenants, section 45, verses 3 through 5. John taught that the Son of God came to destroy the works of the devil. 1 John chapter 3, verse 8. How do the Savior's life and teachings destroy the devil's works? 3. Showing our love for Heavenly Father, Jesus Christ, and others. Discuss the verses listed below. You may want to summarize the discussion on the chalkboard by listing the ways we can show love for Heavenly Father and Jesus Christ. Read 1 John chapter 2, verses 3 through 6. What can we learn from these verses about how to show our love for God? See also John chapter 14, verse 15, 1 John chapter 3, verse 24, 1 John chapter 5, verse 3, 2 John chapter 1, verse 6. How does obedience show our love for God? Read 2 John chapter 1, verse 4, and 3 John chapter 1, verse 4. How can our faithfulness bring joy to our Heavenly Father? Read 1 John chapter 2, verses 15 through 17. What can we learn from these verses about how to show our love for God? How do we sometimes show love for the world rather than love for God? How are we affected when we show love for the world? How can we overcome a love for worldly things? Read 1 John chapter 4, verses 7 through 8 and verse 11. What can we learn from these verses about how to show our love for God? See also 1 John chapter 3, verse 11 and verse 23, 1 John chapter 4, verse 21. How did John describe those who claim to love God but do not love one another? See 1 John chapter 2, verses 9 and 11, 1 John chapter 3, verses 14 through 15 and verse 17, 1 John chapter 4, verse 20. Why is our love for others a measure of our love of God? How can we come to feel and demonstrate greater love for each other? How have you been blessed by another person's love for you? If you use the attention activity, display the picture of the family again and ask the following questions. What are the blessings of living in a family whose members love each other and love God? How can we help others enjoy those same blessings as part of the family of God? Conclusion: testify of the great love that Heavenly Father and Jesus Christ have for us. Encourage class members to remember John's teachings as they strive to show their love for Heavenly Father and Jesus Christ and for other people. Additional teaching ideas. The following material supplements the suggested lesson outline. You may want to use one or more of these ideas as part of the lesson. 1. Walk in the light. 1 John chapter 1, verse 7. Read 1 John chapter 1, verses 6 and 7. What does it mean to walk in darkness? What does it mean to walk in the light? As part of your discussion of these questions, you may want to have class members sing, "Teach Me to Walk in the Light." See Hymns number 304 or Children's Songbook 177. 2. John cautions against the spirit of Antichrist. In his epistles, John repeatedly warned the saints to avoid Antichrists. What did John say Antichrists try to do? See 1 John chapter 2, verses 22 through 23, 1 John chapter 4, verses 1 through 3, 2 John chapter 1, verse 7. Why do you think the adversary tries to destroy our testimonies of the Savior? What can we do to keep our testimony strong? Elder M. Russell Ballard taught, "Individual, personal testimony of gospel truth, particularly of the divine life and mission of the Lord Jesus Christ, is essential to our eternal life. Life eternal is predicated upon our own individual, personal knowledge of our Father in heaven and His Holy Son. Simply knowing about them is not enough. We must have personal, spiritual experiences to anchor us. These come through seeking them in the same intense, single-minded way that a hungry person seeks food." In Conference Report, April 1996, page 111, or Ensign, May 1996, page 80. 3. No man hath seen God at any time. 1 John chapter 4, verse 12. If class members wonder whether 1 John chapter 4, verse 12 means that man cannot see God, refer them to the corresponding verse in the Joseph Smith translation, which reads, "No man hath seen God at any time except them who believe." 1 John chapter 4, verse 12, footnote 12a. Point out that many prophets have seen God. See Exodus chapter 33, verses 9 through 11, John chapter 6, verse 46, Acts chapter 7, verses 55 and 56, Doctrine and Covenants, section 67, verses 10 through 12, Moses chapter 1, verses 1 and 2, Abraham chapter 3, verse 11, Joseph Smith History 1, verses 16 and 17. 4. Youth Discussion. Follow up on the attention activity with a more detailed discussion of how youth can show more love for their parents. Encourage class members to follow through with their ideas and ask them to be ready to share their experiences next week. 5. Hymns About Love. Choose a hymn about love. See under Love in the topics listing of the hymn book. Arrange to have a small group of class members sing the hymn, or sing the hymn as a class, read its words, or play a recording of it. End of Lesson 44, God is Love.